This is Chopped Cheese.
This is Chopped Cheese.
The furthest thing you'll find from serious on the internet. Having fun, talking about life and current events. Let's do this. You're listening to Chopped Cheese with Swigs, Jix, and Goose.
Welcome to Chopped Cheese, guys.
Welcome back. Swigs, Jix, and Goose.
Your favorite hundred pound piece.
Yes, yes.
I had your throat.
It was anybody's birthday this week? Can we clear that?
Any shout-outs?
Wait. I know. Sorry for the interruption, but Chopped Cheese is selling T-shirts for the school's basketball team. And right now we have white and black.
Standard. Are we still doing the softball thing?
Standard.
Or are we giving up on that?
The Dominicans are coming?
It could be Peruvians, bro.
No, the Dominicans are better
than the
Peruvians.
It could be Venezuelans.
It's funny that we started off with this, right? I was at the Met game and I left early yesterday, right?
Oh my goodness.
Right?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that.
I'm a piece of shit. I'm going into the same direction. We got into the elevator, right? So we getting ready to go look for the car. And your man, Fat Chop, goes, your man looks at the lady. He goes, yo, which way is the gender neutral parking?
And he did that to be a dick, or he
was literally, all having a good ass time. And Shorty in the elevator started dying. It was Shorty who worked in the elevator.
Oh, so she was cool with it?
She was with it. It was hilarious.
You guys should go to the beach together then. That's like the equivalent of asking, what's the temperature of the water?
Yo.
Yeah, you got to know what the temperature is, bro. It's good.
No such thing as a stupid question.
We went to Orchard Beach. You know how before you go to Orchard Beach, you got to stop at like this booth to pay for parking.
Right. Jesus.
Like you said. You know the temperature of the water?
She was tight.
But
that
she
poor girl
didn't.
Was like,
no?
She didn't know. Yeah, I would know if I was working there. I'm very proactive.
She should have known. Yes. You're absolutely right.
What do you mean?
You work at the beach.
That's like me saying, what's the weather like? And you say you don't know. What you mean?
Bitch, you work at the beach.
Let me know what the weather's like today. Oh, you just came to the beach not knowing the weather? Damn, you're making me real feel bad. I'm trying to park here and have a good time.
Like, yo, I didn't ask you what the city traffic was like. I asked you what the...
You know what, bro? I think some people are real good at their jobs, and some people hate their jobs, and then some people just don't give a fuck. They just want money. You know what I mean? It shows, though.
That's a good show to a job and just.
You never seen people just who are just like go way above and beyond of what they're really supposed to do?
Yeah, like ticket agents.
And they don't get paid to do
that. Ticket enforcements.
I'm one of those workers.
Yeah, I have that in my blood, too.
I just don't.
I cannot give it my 110% when I.
So you guys believe in working hard?
Always, bro.
That's racist as fuck.
How is that racist?
Y'all racist, and that shit.
You
and that's white culture.
You can only work hard if you cross the border legally.
That statement was borderline with the first racist statement that you made, saying you worked hard, ba.
Who cares? You know why?
Don't work hard. That's racist. Drink more water.
Right now, I heard they're gonna stop funding. Well, they're gonna cut the funding from
the border
veteran healthcare.
What?
To supply healthcare to people who are crossing the border legally.
What?
Seriously?
I did hear that.
Who put that out?
I'll leave it out there.
Nah, we can't.
Far right, do your own research.
You can't just do that to Charlie.
Do your research. I don't remember where I heard it, but
far right,
I
Goose is about
that.
To rip his sweater off and the American flag tattoo.
It wouldn't surprise me though with this administration. They're dropping fucking like L's everywhere.
How many B's we gave Zelensky and company over there? That funny guy. We gave him almost $30 billion already.
Yo,
and we're sure
on the cover time.
No, but and we're sure that the inflation is because of Putin and not because of the.
It's not
because of the borrowing of the money.
You
don't
know
get
why?
It twisted.
Because
it's contributing to it.
Well,
but it was
it like
already
this.
On the way up.
Who has
prior.
Inflation but is still able to give the amount of money that we're giving?
That's hilarious, right? That's fucking hilarious.
So it just doesn't make sense. Like,
no, but we gotta borrow. That's why you go
for myself.
Yes, that's what inflate. That's what it is. So you go in and ask for a loan from the Fed, which is basically borrowing against ourselves because we gotta pay that shit back.
Doesn't
anyway.
That show you that it's not Putin? Bob,
you don't know. Neither one of y'all
I'm
know
just
economics.
What I know.
All I'm saying is I'm no economics. Our major. I'm,
you just
what
said
is
you
it?
Are the economics?
No, I'm not an economics major.
Okay.
And I know shit about like the politics of it, but to me, we're creating our own problems.
Yeah, 1,000,000%. No, you're right. We're borrowing.
Yeah.
And that newer shit that he's talking about, your man Potato talking about relieving student debt.
The inflation is
more borrowing.
Only because.
That's all money that's owed that suddenly is.
That means our kids are going to be paying for that shit. Our kids.
Who do we borrow the money from?
Our grandkids.
Probably China or from the federal.
I mean, right now we're just printing it, so it's
not
like
printing
we're borrowing it, really.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy. Borrowing then, right?
It's borrowing
when you're printing money, you're not borrowing it.
It's borrowing against your future citizens.
I mean, that's why the value of the dollar deflates so much, right?
And I just read Chop Cheese. I know y'all don't probably care about this, but the ruble just shot up. Mm. I think it's higher than the dollar right
now. Does that have anything to do with Elon Musk buying Twitter?
They might accuse him of it.
I've seen a lot of stuff changing lately that normally wouldn't change.
Even though we're not 100...
Here's what I'm going to say.
He's making some moves.
Can we trust Elon?
No. Or you want me to... I could be the yes guy today.
You want
to
give more context?
Be the yes guy.
You want to give him more context to know, though? You can be yes or
Switch
no.
Switch it up. Be the yes guy. Because he's doing a lot right now, man.
I told...
Even though I've quoted on the show...
Who does all of the stuff that he's doing, who does it benefit?
No, we can't use 45 because he got into Twitter with DeSantis. DeSantis helped him with the Twitter acquisition.
Yeah. Another Republican?
But wait, get up, do your own research.
Another Republican?
Who benefits? Like, in what regards?
Who benefits at all? Nothing is done for nothing.
I think immediately what benefits is our First Amendment on free speech and being able to speak freely throughout all platforms.
Yeah!
It's a starting point, no?
We're happy that we're getting something that we should have had. Everybody's happy that we're getting something that we should have. That's ridiculous. Just know that.
It's funny that Twitter employees, they're running scared, bro.
Why? Because they could get in trouble. They can get in trouble from so many different angles.
Yep.
From 2020, from fucking Fifi.
Yeah, there's a lot of different things that they can get in trouble.
Laptop stories, like withholding information.
They suppressed a lot of information that could have surfaced. And there's a poll and a stat that was going around where they were saying how many people would not have voted for Biden if they knew about the laptop. And it could have
shifted.
Yeah, it could have shifted the whole.
They would have had to steal a whole state out in the open.
Is he the only one that could have made this purchase, too?
He's the only one that has shares. No, he's the only one that had a certain amount of shares that can manipulate Twitter into either purposely sabotaging themselves or giving in.
That was the red.
That was pretty much what it was. So it was like, are you willing to go broke? Or are you going to just get paid?
At the end of the
day. None of the high executives know that Elon Musk is going to make this move once he buys this many shares from the company. Nobody is under
any
suspicion.
But you can't control who buys shares,
Wait, what are you saying? What's the question you're asking? Because I was following this shit very closely. Yeah. So what's the question you're asking?
Nobody was suspicious.
Knowing.
Want to allow him to buy these shares.
Okay.
Nobody was suspicious of him
buying these shares.
They couldn't stop him from buying these shares from the beginning.
They tried to by trying to sabotage the company, but at the end of the day, what they were doing was not upholding their fiduciary responsibilities, which is illegal type shit.
Exactly. So they had to sell it to him.
Because he gave a crazy offer. It was above what they were worth on the market.
So at the end of the day, they couldn't even deny him anymore. The shareholders winning.
So they're going to say, wait a minute, we don't like him, so we're going to back out. But the shares are like, no, it's in our best interest.
Exactly.
Like, but we don't like him. We didn't ask you that.
We didn't ask the board or the people underneath the board. It's better for us if we sell.
Give us the uptick he put in our value.
Our
shit skyrockets.
And now the Twitter employees are going crazy. You seen all the leaks? But shout out to Project Veritas.
They let out the Slack. But wait, isn't it nonprofit though?
He did another...
He's exposing the exchange of texts and emails through the company of employees. They got their
one
own
One of them
chat
was that
board.
Indian chick, right? That Indian chick?
Yes, the one who, Tim Pool, shout out to Tim Pool, who he smoked her, Vijay Gaji, or whatever.
I know who that is. Yeah, I remember when she was on the show.
Yeah, I'm definitely butchering her name. Yeah. I don't remember.
But everybody knows.
Yeah, yeah, you know
she's
at this
one
point.
Of the hot ones on the mic. Yeah. And they're exposing a lot of them. And they all crying. And a lot, one of the funniest stories was one of them actually came out and said some shit about like, oh, they took it out of context. That's not what I really meant. And so they released the entire audio release and it was way more damaging than it originally was.
And nobody said none of this was going to happen. We didn't hear all of this stuff was going to happen.
Of course.
We've been warned
since the summertime from Project Veritas that they got so much shit. that it's going to be coming out every month. They can't drop it all at once because of legal problems.
But what is the big difference? I just don't understand why.
It's a win, bro. It's a win.
It's
a momentary win, but it's a win
for trolls on the internet. It's a win for people who
are freedom of speech, bro.
Freedom of speech on the internet.
Think about having 45 years.
Even though we should have had that already.
Back on, bro. I mean, I'm not going to say it's going to happen because...
He said he's not coming back.
Yeah, he said he's not, but I'm saying because imagine... Because of the gab and true social. But you see, this is the thing. Now he gets to say he's not coming back.
Yeah, I hear
you. You know what I mean? That's what we are as Americans. We're not told you have to. We're giving options and we choose. There's never a back against the wall situation.
So nobody could do the same trick to Twitter. Like nobody could do the same thing. This is ridiculous. Like,
what are you saying?
Can no one have somebody the money to come buy in it.
Behind him and be like, "Yo, I got $43 billion. Yeah. Now you have to sell it." Yeah. Yes. No one's saying you can't do that.
So nobody has the money to do this. Nobody on the left. Not one person on the left had enough money to outbid Elon Musk.
They already owned it. So at this point, they're just trying to re-up.
Yeah.
But you're saying that as if the left owns.
They do.
I'm saying from the owner.
You making me confused because you're confused.
I'm not confused.
So then there's no disagreement.
Jigs, he's the richest man in the world.
No, he's not. Elon
Musk? That's what they've been saying.
That's what they're trying to say.
Like. Not just with amount of money he has, like how much he's worth,
assets, all that shit.
He's the richest man in the world.
That's what they're trying to say. I want to know.
Especially, he just won a lawsuit to get 100% of Tesla. Did you see that?
Mm.
There was a company that he started out partnered with that was trying to
branch off and make their own shit.
Oh, I forgot what it was.
So, the Real Time Billionaires list: Elon Musk. Thank you.
Shout out to Young Memphis.
$246 billion. Bernard Arnault family, $158 billion. Jeff Bezos, $150 billion. Bill Gates, $129 billion.
Fuck him.
And
all that bullshit.
Gautam Adonai and family is at number five at $128 billion.
Mm. Holy shit. Top five.
You know what's funny? Just real quick. Nobody freaked out when Bezos
bought Washington.
Bought WAPO.
Yeah. Washington Post. Just bought. A whole news outlet.
Bro, you see how all the people print news every day overlaying the Bezos story
as opposed to
and it's just freedom of speech. How everybody's just flipping, like all these commentators on the left are just tripping, like, oh, this is dangerous. But nobody said none of that bullshit when Jeff Bezos, the dude who built the penis rocket, bought WAPO, the Washington Post.
I don't trust nobody, bro. But all I'm going to say is, as opposed to somebody investing something fully for themselves, even if you can spin it and say he did, there's still the little people at the bottom win by him doing it.
It's a little win in the right direction.
Yeah. You saw how many Republicans...
But it's all a stage. We know that.
If this is real.
I came here to teach.
If this is real, you saw how many followers shot up in the hundreds of thousands.
Yeah. I saw it.
Yeah. And not only Republicans, period, or conservative people in general. Yeah.
Like they said what's going to happen. Like they were talking about, you have to see it for yourself.
So was that aligned with what you were saying earlier about how the Twitter employees are scared?
Yeah.
Because a lot of this clearly shows that
they were breaking the law. Yeah. Silencing. I'm not a lawyer. You know, you don't come here for that kind of
exactly.
But it seemed like it could be unlawful.
It is
unconstitutional.
Well, whether it is or not, it's basically showing that everything that they've been screaming is what they've been doing.
It's the truth.
Yeah,
they've been throttling people. They've been shadow banning people.
Mm-hmm. Trying to say that Russia did this, yada yada yada.
Oh, funny, man.
Nah.
That sounds like treason to me.
It's been done for jump.
Treasonous.
But you see, a selective few knew. We just didn't have the full intel or the evidence to prove it.
Now, I mean, I do think Elon Musk still sells snake oil, but we'll figure that out down the road. And I'm not putting a brain chip in my head.
Well, you know
you think you're not until he tweets you this message that hypnotizes you into putting that shit in your head yourself.
So you know what's even funny about me partaking in this conversation? I don't even have a Twitter.
Neither do, well, Chop Cheese has a Twitter.
Chop Cheese got the Twitter?
I mean, we barely post anything.
I don't even have anything.
Put the Twitter, I guess. If you want to go look at something that doesn't exist, really. But what we did find out this week is, did you know that he was actually dating Johnny Depp's ex-wife who was on trial with him?
I know you told me that. Somebody
did you know that?
I heard about it.
Jigs? I know you don't come here for the facts, but you come here for the gossip.
You come here for the hood all gossip. Right? And you think niggas in the hood is talking about Johnny Depp and Amber?
Yo, yes they are, bro. Everybody's talking about Johnny Depp and Amber, bro.
Yo, your favorite hood opinion piece, John
on
Cheese.
His pillow. Yo, bro.
She put the poopoo on my pillows.
It, he was supposed
he talks
to,
like that the
you
whole
know,
time.
He was even supposed to testify, and he's not going to. And your boy John Franco was supposed to testify, and he chose not to either.
Keep talking at that volume, and I'm just going to be like, Biden laptop.
Let's see how far long you
get. Biden laptop. Biden
keep
laptop.
Going.
Anyway.
Biden laptop.
But it's...
Are we lighting that fucking... Them tea leaves?
Your
man
this.
Got the joint
nah,
next to his crotch.
We in a quarter in. We only a quarter in,
No,
bro.
I'm just asking. I thought he boofed
nah,
it.
Nah. It's okay. It's okay.
But anyway, yeah, Amber Heard right. shitted on Johnny Depp's
No, no, well, Elon Musk, no, we find out that he actually was dating her. It's just weird. Like, you know, what I was trying
weird
to get to is how that circle is so small. So it goes to, like, how can we really trust this guy? Like, he knows nothing about dating. Right. I know he has what is it called? Elon. What's it called? Something burger? Asperger's? He has Asperger's. But it's like, bro, there was no signs?
But he got the good Asperger's.
Johnny Depp divorced. Well, they got divorced and like you.
So he was with her before Depp.
Nah. He was with her after the divorce.
Depp.
Yeah. So it's like, where's your judgment, bro? Like,
nigga, remember he was dating the crazy communist bitch for a little bit.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I did it. Oh. The crazy communist bitch. So,
I forgot
I don't remember
about
her name.
That.
I just remember
yeah,
she was like
roasting him,
a weirdo, and then they went through some shit and they broke up.
Apparently,
and they named their son. Or their daughter like X23 XYZ
yeah,
or some
weird.
Bullshit.
They're weird. But
his son coordinates. Nigga,
apparently,
like,
he actually donated money in her name and Amber's name to a left wing organization.
Yeah. Listen, like I said,
apparently,
I just think what the
yeah,
fact that
yeah.
he right now
is it Evergreen.
I forgot the name of it, but it was definitely left wing.
The fact that he's exposing what the inner workings of Twitter
so
has been going
is
through.
Is this a psyop?
But everything is fake, according
Elon
to this
Musk.
Guy.
Is Elon Musk
everything's
a psyop?
Fake.
Because he seems like a big psyop.
Are you... Look, he's not a psyop. He gives a sweater, right?
On,
and that could be part of the psyop.
And then he goes...
What does he tell me?
He's like, sweet, we're just going to put this chip right here. and then you fall asleep. That's exactly... And then you wake up with the chip.
Your man's a super
and then,
villain.
And then you're like, what the fuck you did
powers.
To me? Bye, bye, bye. And he goes...
But I can levitate and shit. And I can throw fireballs, Hadoukens and shit.
You probably could.
Yeah.
You could probably
he taps into what you naturally can be that they stole from you. Then the world explodes.
Very interesting.
This nigga's on LSD.
That'd be crazy.
High doses of LSD.
You that's what the chip is. It's a never ending LSD trip.
Sure, you don't want that smoke.
Nah. Did you see how he smoked his joint on Joe Rogan?
Yeah, he smoked like it was a sick like
your
a
man
sick.
Was like this.
He was giving it a little tongue kiss.
Yo, he's a funny dude to say the least. I think it's funny how he got at AOC earlier.
That's not him.
What do you mean that's not him?
Yo, bro, whether it's him or not, it's his account, though. So,
yeah, it's
like.
It's official him. It's blue.
It's blue
him.
Check. And he owns
that's
it. That's
his official.
Yeah he
official.
Owns it. It's him, bro.
He's a witty dude.
Yeah, you know what
you
else
don't
is?
Think that's really him? He's having fun
yeah.
trolling these people, bro. I know everything is fake. I get everything. It. But it's funny as fuck.
I don't think that's him.
Nah, it's funny as fuck. Of course it is, bro. Of course it
name
is.
Name a good writer. Name a good writer.
I promise
that's hilarious.
Name a good author, a good writer.
Me?
Yeah.
What do you mean? George Orwell.
He's
writing that
writer?
Shit for him.
He did.
So? He wrote it for him.
Nah. But I think he is witty. I don't know if it is him, but I think I'll give him a benefit of the doubt.
I think he's witty. I think that's him.
But neither said
that's Dave Chappelle.
Look,
nah.
No matter what, bro, it was funny.
It was funny.
You want to say what he said, though?
So, AOC, everybody's favorite bartender. I mean, politician. IG.
Puerto Rican?
Yeah, there we go. Whatever. Uh-huh. She was talking some shit about how billionaires, she's tired of billionaires, and somehow they're going to cause a bunch of racism and hate crimes, X, Y, and Z. I don't remember her statement verbatim. And then Elon Musk comes and responds with the, stop hitting on me, I'm shy.
K.O.
K.O. He ratioed her shit immediately.
Yeah.
Yo, and then she responds. So it was funny, Chopped Cheese, but I saw somebody else cover it. And from what I heard.
She responded? I didn't know that.
She responded. And
ooh, her gossip
it
dicks.
was funny was because she responded, I wasn't something to the effect of like, I wasn't even talking about you, but okay. Because she was referring to some shit that Zuckerberg did. Now she wasn't referring to the Twitter shit,
then
but
why
I don't
you responded
that.
Then.
Exactly.
That's some ho booger shit.
She's
bro.
A ho booger.
She'd be the girl that's on stage every week with the niggas that pop bottles, right?
Yeah, them fake drinking jewelry for free every week, niggas. Right?
Them dudes, right? That's who she's on stage.
Shot for shot, woo!
Speaking of crazy shit, are we gonna get into this?
She goes and she grabs your
board
without asking.
This new board.
This new board that they got forming in response to the Twitter.
So
scenarios?
Yeah, so since Twitter is gonna be opening the right wing platform and allowing hate speech to spew everywhere. You know, Biden's administration felt it was their need and they got to save America. You know, what is it? Build Back Better?
Build Back Better.
They created their own branch of anti-hate and like a truth serum. What is it being advertised as?
It's called the Disinformation Department of Homeland Disinformation Governance Board.
So they're going to knock on your door?
That's a mouthful.
And going to be like, hey, buddy.
That the, shit you posted.
You gotta
online?
Come with us, yeah.
Yo, and then did you see the bitch that's
wait, you
running
said,
this shit?
Free speech should be free everywhere? Buddy, get over here.
get over here, buddy. That's a crime.
Australia was keeping people against their will? Get over here, buddy.
Yo, but you know that we don't know. Then they interrogate you and waterboard you for some shit that you were completely
no joke,
fucking imagine that, exaggerated
bro.
About.
It's and a when slippery they, when slope. When they show you what's behind him, it's the gulag.
Oh, my gosh. Why?
It's a slippery slope, Chop Cheese. Slippery slope. Department of Homeland Disinformation Governance
Listen,
Board.
If you're that looking like if you're looking for truth. Chop Cheese, we're in 1432 Nebraska, Illinois.
Yo,
what's the zip code here?
I don't know.
Apartment 4B. If you just want to come up and talk, we'll be there.
Yo.
Bro. That's is not weird. Like, in a sense, a dictatorship.
It's crazy. It's weird.
No,
it's
we
weird.
Get to tell you what's real and what's not, and
exactly
what's true,
what
what's not,
is.
Right?
Yeah.
Yo, and Shorty.
How do they sell that as some American bureaucracy
wait,
bullshit?
Wait, but did you see Shorty online? So they put this chick in charge of it. I think it's her and
what's her name? I'll put it up if anything.
Yeah.
I'll try.
But she's like a weird show tune singing, theatrical actress. This bitch is about to be essentially. A law officer,
and she gets to
she's
govern.
She's gonna be the law.
And
she's from the
govern over
the federal government,
maybe
bro.
Even our thoughts,
bruh.
She's like the.
So she was quoted, not even her wild, weird singing shit. She was quoted saying, "Laptop and all that shit was fake and yeah. Russian collusion." That shit just got proven to be true.
And she's gonna be the one that gets.
And
to tell
she's
us what's
the
real?
One that's in charge of the governance board of disinformation.
You're talking about the lady that. Looks like the,
and she kind of got the slack jaw, like she be
the animaniac,
bing,
the female animaniac.
Yeah, exactly.
Was she be eating a lot of powdered donuts?
Dot. Her
bitch
name
was
is
like,
Dot.
Disinformation.
Powdered donuts are good, bro.
Like, what? Is this bitch serious?
You know, she said, "I want to be rich.
Word.
I want to be famous,
bro."
That's all she was.
And she got Ukrainian ties.
Ooh, don't even go there.
Supposedly, she got the Ukraine flag on bio.
And she probably hangs out with your boy.
Get out of here. These people are treasonous.
Does she have a laptop somewhere?
I'm suicidal.
I don't see that park bench.
I don't know how to tie knots.
Supposedly, everything I said, too.
Everything allegedly, supposedly. Yo, bro.
Just watch your back, bro. I mean, when you walk outside.
And when you tweet. Because the feds might come after you if you
might
make the wrong
put
tweet.
You in a black garbage bag and throw you in an unmarked van.
Nebraska, Illinois.
Wake. Yo.
14562.
That is hilarious.
Was it code 813? What?
14562.
That's the area code for Nebraska, Illinois.
Yeah. Copy. We have a P.O. box. We got a P.O. box over there, too.
Yeah. Because shit is getting spooky. Yeah.
I'm good. Niggas
we're drinking from a well.
Yeah, I bet you can't. Yeah. Find a well that's not polluted.
Good luck with that.
No. There's a lot of wells that aren't polluted with venom
poison.
Out there. They're putting it into our drinking water directly.
Filter you.
They're that lazy. That they only care about the lazy. Feel me? Mark that.
Nuts.
I just said that.
They're
so lazy that they only care about the lazy. They only care for the lazy because the lazy are the mass that will just drink anything, eat anything. Let me get a supersize, a double cheese. You got the salt on the fries, right? That's America, bro.
Extra salt.
That's America, bro. That's what we live in. He says, sir, you want the salt? Don't assault me.
Can I get Diet Coke? Can I get the cheeseburger between the Krispy Kreme donut? Please?
I'm trying this new diet.
Two patties.
It's just a protein diet.
They be doing that, bro.
Can I get a fried Snickers?
Nah, we've all been there.
What was it, KFC, that did the two patties instead of a bun?
It was two pieces
and a block
chicken.
Of cheese in the middle?
They're not even trying anymore. They're just like, yo, we just eat this, bro. We don't know either.
What the hell was that?
This nigga just made this shit. He said the marketing. They did a focus group. They said it was a go. Just try it, buddy.
Your man said, you know what's a good idea? Remove the bread and put two patties. That nigga got promoted.
Two fried patties. Imagine. Two fried patties with cheese and bacon in between.
How many people you think died that year from heart disease that sandwich came out?
But you know what's even funny that people forget? They legally can't even call themselves Kentucky Fried Chicken.
So it's just KFC.
KFC. Because they're not giving you chicken. They can't say chicken.
This is serious?
Yeah, allegedly,
oh, remember? You don't
bro.
Remember what happened when they went to court?
That court?
Yeah, papa.
I need facts, bro.
Just like Subway with the no bread.
Yeah, ba. No, and with the fillet chicken, and they found and out the tuna's fake, ba.
It's cake, right?
Nigga said, oh, you thought this was tuna? This was wet cardboard.
Damn, ba.
Shredded cardboard, ba. I'm sorry.
You feel me, bro?
Celeste, supposedly.
The world doesn't even know what real food is anymore. Right? We don't even know what real food is anymore.
Yeah,
imagine being able to tap into what we were speaking about earlier. That real food. That shit where you eat and you can
that
eat
island food?
And not blow up.
Not this GMO bullshit.
Like you naturally got diabetes and shit just waiting for you.
I mean that non-processed food. That's that good stuff. That's all you need is the non-processed stuff.
We don't give out
non-processed and
health advice.
No, I'm telling you what I do.
Yeah, exactly. We're not telling people what to do.
Nothing processed. You shouldn't have anything processed. Yes, you should take my advice. Take my advice.
Look, just
none of this processed.
Listen,
we can't get sued, but we don't got no money.
The best advice.
So it's perfect time to give advice.
The best advice you could get is from the left, bro.
It's the perfect time.
You can't give advice.
Don't be racist. Drink water. At least they gave us that. They didn't say anything else about like maybe a vaccine. It's good, but also maybe if you guys stop eating all this bullshit and stop ordering from Uber Eats and DoorDash and Grubhub all fucking day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, maybe you guys will be a little bit more energized to be productive in life. It's hard, but fuck, bro, if we're old and we're almost pushing 40 and we're going to do it, you fucking young motherfuckers
like,
should be able to do this shit
don't leave your
in
house.
Your sleep, right?
You want to go to a restaurant? You want your favorite restaurant? Just call them. They'll send it to you. You can't. You don't want to do your groceries today? You tired?
Lazy,
now we'll have them shipped to you. Don't worry about it. You don't have to go do your groceries. Why
niggas
do that?
Niggas is lazy.
Yo,
what you looking for? You look
we
at,
ate
you
McDonald's
need a new TV?
When we were little, but we didn't eat
it
every day,
bring
bro.
It to you.
What? Just... I got you. Stay where you're at.
Just open your window. A
keep
drone's
eating,
gonna fly through your window.
Get as fat as you fucking can, and useless. As fat and useless. Some people are fat and they're not useless. Get as fat and useless as you can.
Yep. Fill your arteries with saturated fat and oils, and the worst shit that you possibly can.
Go to work from 9 to 5. Come home. Order your food. Fucking don't exercise. Watch your favorite shows for the rest of the day.
Go
to sleep.
Because you're working.
Yeah,
and you're exhausted because you just put the best time of your life for some motherfuckers that will never care about you ever again.
Good job.
That's just the cycle. How you know, Sway?
I don't. I'm invested and I got experience to giving motherfuckers my time, energy, sweat, and tears. And them niggas giving me nothing in the end.
I'm not sure where we was going with that.
Well, that's a cycle.
Well, we're there.
There's a cycle of the beginning. We just got to the end.
We made it. Right?
Once you step on the gas, you can't end up in the beginning, bro.
Yeah, we ain't got no brakes.
Sin freno.
Yo, bro. Remember what you said? Jesus, take the wheel, bro.
Jesus, take the wheel.
You know where we go.
Back and then
hopefully,
good.
Where we end up is somewhere we're supposed to be, bro.
Yeah, hopefully.
And not
can
order.
We get back to the irony?
I don't know what we were talking about.
Department of Homeland Disinformation goes.
Yo, but that's
board.
What it stems to, bro. They
ran
try to strip
chick,
that thought.
Ran by a chick who sings show tunes and sang the lyrics that everything that was just proven true that they lied about for the last 2 years was just proven true. She's singing that the shit was a lie. So that makes her a propagandist.
And so what is this whole shit going to be about? Control again. That's all it is, bro.
I don't know, bro.
Because, bro, imagine what the information's out there.
What they did to the poor people in Australia. Imagine somebody comes to your crib. Chop Cheese, imagine somebody comes to your crib for you posting a spicy meme. Spicy, like a spicy meatball.
One of those
The boys show up to your door, bro.
Babylon.
They were doing that in Australia.
Did it to a woman.
Did it to a pregnant woman.
And removed her.
Yo, my guy. My guy. Words are not violence.
What you gonna do?
Words are not violence.
What you gonna
but
do?
But I would show you violence. Show if you me. Come Which into my do. House.
They came into your house and tried to take your pregnant wife.
If it got
wife.
To that point.
Show me, Gus.
It got to that point.
He just beat up like 8 cops. Now we got a girl on the run. Now we got to go on the run with a pregnant woman. Like fucking Mary Magdalene.
They arrested homie's wife in her house because she posted some shit about Fifi. Bah, she was pregnant. First of all, the dude who was a part of that and who was the cop, you're a cuck. Your father was a cuck. Your mother's a thot.
Damn.
That's it.
Deep, bro.
That's it.
She be twerking on a late night.
He put a pregnant female in cuffs. That's the kind of emotion you're going to get from me. And her husband, the poor guy, didn't know what to do because he also had a baby in his hand.
I bet you he grew up with a mother that just told him that men ain't shit.
Bro, that's ridiculous.
And
that's
just beat him up, his self-pride and everything.
What kind of world we live in?
He grew up,
right?
as a sensitive...
Oh, speaking of...
Right? You remember what we were talking about yesterday?
Let it out. Huh? Oh, you watched it?
Oh, no, it wasn't even that. We didn't finish it. If you would have finished it.
You take everything with a grain of salt. No one's trying to change how you are as an individual. So your thought process is good.
We've been told that we brainwash people.
Chill out. I'm not a cult leader.
But, you know, you're not.
We're not cult followers, nigga.
If one gets brainwashed, maybe they wanted to be brainwashed.
No, that's not true.
To be completely honest,
I don't think anybody wants to get
the term brainwashing. I've redirected it into a positive where I have washed my brain of the bullshit. And in a sense, conspiracy theorist is another one. You know what? Whatever. That's my word. I'm going to take that shit with Empire. What was it?
I sent some shit
to Cinco. Shout out to Cinco.
I'm
going to
rinse my brain out.
I sent them some shit and it said, conspiracy theorist, you mean pattern recognition?
That's exactly
bozo. Kind of fucking bozos.
I mean, how many of them have been considered conspiracies
and now shown, a proven fact?
Yeah, to be facts.
Just the message from this show has always been just be a critical thinker, Chop Cheese. Word. But what was the point we were talking tea leaves? We were just talking about some shit.
Epstein isn't dead.
Whoa! What the fuck? This guy here.
I don't know.
Where'd that come from?
She got crazy for a little bit, and I had some spice things.
I'll say this. Look, says something about the Pentagon awarded fact-checking organization New Guard $750,000 in the contract last year. This is related to how they started their whole little propaganda bullshit.
Dun, dun, dun. Who's that from? That's from the Daily Wire?
It's from Breitbart.
Breitbart, oh, okay.
Yeah, you could take Breitbart for what it's worth. A lot of people.
They're News Guard. I don't know if they're News Guard.
Nah, I'm not going to say that they are because
is Google. So
Breitbart, what does that mean and why is it important?
Well, the reason why I say that is because Breitbart is more...
It's a good reference point for an argument when someone says, yo, you can't use that article. And then he'd be like, yo, my nigga, NewsGuard certified, which is a left wing. That's their standard. So all across their publications, they're using that shit.
And Breitbart is more Christian-based. So they don't really like that shit surfacing. They don't like their news. They always get silenced and pushed as right-wing bullshit.
Yeah, Breitbart, that's Crowder's mentor, right? Andrew Breitbart.
I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
right.
I believe so. Yeah, he talks about him a lot. He was a good dude. Yeah. I didn't know him.
That's you know who was a journalist for them for a long time, right?
Milo, right?
Your boy who
prayed it away. Yeah. You can't.
That's
too.
Where he was. He got really known for being a journalist for them.
Interesting.
Because he was going crazy.
It was for being a journalist and not for being
He was like
gay?
Because he's known for being a troll, not for being gay.
He's hilarious. I fuck with
him. Yeah, he's more known for being a troll, though. He's a real good troll. Yeah, he got removed from Twitter. He was one of the first people to get
removed. You know why they removed him from Twitter?
Remember for this chick, for Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Ah, because he said, I thought it was because he claimed that he was a reporter for Blaze.
Nah.
For trolling Lisa
Remember he was making fun of her? I don't remember the tweet.
As he should. She's a comedian.
She says something, and then he says something about her not being able to take criticism or something, something. And then she fired back. So he was like, oh, word. And then he fired back on some, like, monkey shit called
He called her a monkey?
Don't quote me,
Milo,
bro.
We're not going to bring up that controversy, but anyway.
He says some harsh shit, yeah. And then it ended up...
His feelings were probably hurt.
No, I think I read that he might have, like tweeted out false information, and that's why he got taken out.
For real? I thought it was because of her.
And I heard it was because partially he claimed to be a reporter for somebody at the time, and Twitter was like, he couldn't verify it.
Oh, wow. See, that's crazy. Conflicting stories.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I saw some
shit. Remember, he's been banned and off, put back on Twitter, on, off, no, right?
Really?
Or did they solely ban him one time?
See, good question. I don't know. Like, that's more of a suspension then. A ban is forever, right? Suspension is momentarily. I don't know what.
Yeah, ban, you're done.
Yeah, right? So maybe the ones.
Well, if you could be banned, then you could be banned indefinitely. Like, if you're banned.
Damn, so there's three.
I don't know.
Suspended,
don't
banned,
know.
And banned. There's levels
indefinitely. To this shadow banned.
There's levels to this shit.
That's like those stop signs. Stop, but stop at all.
Stop all the way.
Yeah, it's like yo.
All way.
What if I'm confused? Am I stopping or not?
Only if it's all way.
Is it a yield?
Stop all way.
Is it a fucking little shimmy? What's going on? Let me stop.
Yo, Bill Gates is buying all the farmland and all the factories is lighting on fire.
Yeah,
all the food processors.
Yes. Damn, there was something that I sent to Chopped Cheese, was it?
Last week.
Did we?
Nah, there was more to talk about from that, though.
No, there's plenty of stuff we could go in more detail, probably.
Oh, here we go. There was some shit where I saw this.
Uh-oh.
And I started looking up into it. Help me connect these dots.
Because it's been happening for over a year, though.
Back in 2021, when scientists announced they were doing research
to find out if they could
grow Myrna?
The vaccines of MAN.
mRNA.
Yeah, they received
$500,000 grant.
Thank you. That's what I wanted to bring up.
What?
Okay, I'll wait till y'all finish getting into.
We're looking at some bullshit real
so
quick.
So you want me to just say it?
Yeah, go ahead.
You saw your man Fauci.
What happened?
You saw your man the science. I'm the science. You saw your man. Your man came out and was like, "Yeah, we're definitely in the phase where the pandemic is over, yeah." Right?
And then he doubled down.
Then Saki comes on the next day and goes, "The pandemic is definitely not over." Then your man Fauci comes back the next day and goes, "Yeah, we're definitely not out
of
the pandemic."
He said, "I want to correct what I stated," and yeah, he just backtracked.
These guys are fucking monsters, bro. Suck me, boss.
So
what happened to the winter of severe illness and death?
So
crawling over bones,
so,
right?
What happened?
So climbing circle over back
bumps.
Is
circle back
is sack. The science now.
She's the science.
It's not your boy Fauci?
Fauci, he's like...
It's not, what's it?
Fauci.
Come here, Uncle.
Uncle Fauci?
No,
he hits the Fifi with the paper.
Ouch. Take that, Fifi.
Fifi.
Get out of here.
He's a man of small stature. I think that's some funny shit.
You seen it. It was a picture of him recently.
Yeah.
And there was a woman who was like average height. And she was like towering over him. It was hilarious. He's a real little guy, bro.
Every time I see the IG video of him as a young man saying that children could catch HIV, AIDS.
From being around them.
From being close contact. Just alone from that.
Yeah, bro. It's a video.
Every time I see that video on IG, I share it.
Oh, it's worse than that.
No, it gets far worse than that.
He said
cereal box type shit. Like, no, allegedly, supposedly. But I saw the video.
He said
the kids could get it off of a cereal box, nigga.
If someone touches it.
What? This is when he was young and spry.
Yeah.
Right? He was definitely confident in how smart he was, right?
Boy,
say some dumb shit like that.
Boy, T-Fowl.
He was the leading doctor in AIDS, though.
Yeah.
The leading doctor. In the AIDS pandemic or epidemic. I don't know how to.
We bring it up all the time. Dallas Buyers Club.
That movie
was on the low about what him and his peoples were doing to the gay community who found a different outlet to get drugs for cheaper.
Ah, okay.
You know what they were doing, bro?
What?
They were giving them AIDS.
And then
there was
allegedly,
a guy
supposedly.
Who came along named Dr. Sebi. He cured it, and when they found out that he cured it, they killed him. I mean, that's just straight to the point, bro. There's no punches.
Here,
don't pull over to eat, nigga. Just
apparently Swigs doesn't, but I'm not suicidal.
I don't say that part. Too.
I will never know how to tie a noose neck. I don't tie knots, bro. I don't know.
But no, this is all shit that you could actually Google, and it's there.
Blame Canada. There was a Canadian dude. He got AIDS doing,
blow?
Orgies, all
oh,
that.
Bus sex.
All that.
It's not that type of show, guys. Take it easy.
Men, women, allegedly. Agent Zero, I believe he's called.
Mm. Oh, what?
That's the agents.
He got all the STDs from all the people in the club.
He's the zero. He's the super spreader. Solo super spreader.
Get that motherfucker.
And
he shouldn't be allowed.
He essentially brought AIDS to America.
Mm. Oh, what?
How he's going to look it up. Young Memphis is going to look it up.
How did he spread it? How do you think?
Because you don't come here for the facts, Chomp.
Was it a bat?
No, he fucked a monkey.
Oh, was it? It was a monkey.
He fucked a monkey, right?
He fucked a monkey.
Like the movie Outbreak? Like the movie Outbreak.
He fucked a monkey. And then the monkey came and attacked people. They caught the monkey he fucked. And they caught him in the act.
How do you know? Does the monkey be like, yo, that nigga fucked me, bro?
He's showing his anger.
When the cops come,
he tells them, they say, point here where he touched you on another little monkey doll.
He's fucking beating his pointing.
Fuck out of here. That monkey probably liked it. You niggas is perverse.
Gaetan Dugas.
Oh, this is the fuckboy who supposedly brought it over here?
March 30th, 84 was a Quebecois Canadian flight attendant.
Flight
attendant.
Hey, those guys. And a relatively early HIV patient who was once widely regarded as patient zero, or the primary case for AIDS in the United States. This claim was later found to be incorrect.
Yeah, sure.
I was probably Snopes.
You know what's funny though? Exactly. I was about to say that. We these niggas already fact checking. But you know what's even funny? Look at his name. His name. Look, you could possibly say
Gaetan Gay Dugas. Does drugs.
What is that?
Gay does drugs.
That is not even close.
That is hilarious. Come on, bro. That was a stretch. That's what I saw. You gotta post the name to say that, right?
Gay does drugs.
That's funny.
That's what I saw.
So that's supposedly patient zero.
So wait. How do we know if that's correct or not? How do we know if that's correct or not? We only go by Google now?
Or Wikipedia.
Wikipedia is Google.
Wikipedia is garbage.
DuckDuckGo.
DuckDuckGo gave up on this, remember?
DuckDuckGo gave up. They were talking... somebody was bashing him the other day. I forgot what it was.
Yo, they're like, yo, we can't... You know what happened? They got that... That body knock on the door from Vanguard and Shorty. She was there dancing.
Vija,
come with us. Twitter.
Oh, that bitch.
She was there tap dancing and shit.
Yo, you know you got to play at least 10 seconds of her singing like a lunatic,
of course,
right?
I got to try it.
Hovering is really quite ferocious. It's when a huckster takes some lies and makes them sound precocious by saying them in Congress or a mainstream outlet. So disinformation's origins are slightly less atrocious. It's how you hide a little, hide a little lie. It's how you hide a little, hide a little lie. It's how you hide a little, hide a little lie.
Come on, pal.
Forget it.
But
I'm
holding him. And you know
what?
While I have the floor for 10 seconds, I want to shout out the best editor in the game, pa.
We don't have an editor yet,
Swiggles,
pa.
Swiggles.
Shout out to you, bro, and everything you do for this show, bro.
Yo, I'm the
right?
I'm the push.
I got to tell you more often.
Of engineering.
What was it he told me the other day, Chop Cheese? He said, yo, you got to tell me when my nails and my hair look good.
Yo, remember, right?
Chop Cheese.
A woman appreciates that. That's the equivalent. Yo, your hair looks nice today.
Chop Cheese, this Thank is brought you. To you by Swiggles, Chop mm-hmm. Cheese.
Yo, the little things count with women, bro, and they're right. Just like world. That's how you learn about the world.
Got you.
Treat them like a, you know what I mean? Like a nice
if
woman.
If you...
That's what he
if she has a certain
she
hairstyle,
like a sweet woman.
And the next day it's completely different, and you don't acknowledge that, oh
right.
Boy,
yeah.
Oh boy, you either not in a relationship anymore, uh-huh. Or you're gonna have a long week.
Oh uh-huh. Boy,
that's funny.
You gotta pick and choose, buddy. You gotta be, or you could just be that guy that just dosed them out. Remember we was talking about earlier, and they just can't get enough, and they just love you because once you turn to that nice guy, she's like, she's gonna.
This guy's a beta.
I don't know where that came from.
You barring. What happened?
But
now
we was talking about earlier the girls
that
are like.
You shit on me.
She's like, yeah, just break my heart.
You used to kick me while I was down. What happened to you, pussy?
That's what it says. You don't come here for this.
Nah, not Usher song. Is that an Usher song? No, nigga.
I'm hot.
That's funny.
That's what she tells you. That's what she tells you when you become a nice guy to her.
What she says?
She's like, what happened to you? You used to shit on me.
What?
You used to kick me when I was down. You now you're a pussy.
Mm.
Now you're a pussy.
Now the roles reversed.
She's like, I want a guy that spits in my face.
Oh, whoa. All right.
Yep, that shit's Biggie's, in my sheets.
It's not that kind of shit.
Nah, she won't, right? She won't dare tell you sheets. That because then you'll call her a whore.
Yeah.
But that's what she's saying in her mind.
She's implying her with movies. Her actions.
You can hear it, too.
Yeah. You notice you it by her it. Actions.
You can see it in her eyes. Like.
Once she starts getting aggressive, too.
Damn, we trailed. Oh, yeah. We trailed off hard, bro, because we were talking about
chopped cheese, bro.
We were talking about the homeland
security. Yo, governance board. You see what that
we
is?
Talking about
when you start talking about billionaires, bullshit, you lead to more bullshit.
Buying other
and
all companies.
That shit that they're talking about and that they're involving us in and that they're trying to keep us from is bullshit.
And when the homeland, like, vocabulary board come over, whatever the fuck they call them.
Yo, by the way, this is the new best board of this week.
Run towards Evian. Them on fire.
No more long pulling spring. Evian.
As many of them as I can.
You seen homie that lit himself up by the... I'm sorry, the, like, nah, somewhere in the Capitol steps? You seen that?
Wait, say that again?
Anybody seen that? I saw Salty cover it the other day.
No, I'm not going to do it now. It's over. The thought passed. It's not funny anymore.
Who, Salty was what?
I saw Salty cover some shit where a dude lit himself up on fire in front of the steps.
Yo, that shit was so fake, bro. It looked, right?
It looked crazy because then, it was funny because your man was screaming.
Was on fire.
Your man was screaming
was
bloody.
Like, ah!
Nah, his scream was crazy. His scream was crazy. And then Salty was like, yeah, nigga, what you thought? You were on fire. You did it to yourself. So the video is a dude with a cone. It looks like a cone.
What point does that prove?
People are crazy. People have done it throughout history, lighting themselves on fire.
Yeah, I think I've seen a monk do
it. Yeah, but I'm saying,
like,
what was the point that he was trying to prove?
I don't know, man.
A monk, and I want to say Vietnam, because the dictator at the time, he was just getting rid of Buddhist monks.
Yeah.
He wanted Catholicism, like, in the country. So this monk... lit himself on fire, and a photographer took that picture, and that picture was the cover of a Rage Against the Machine album.
You see, but now they rage for the machine, those fucking guys. We're not gonna start talking about them, but whatever.
Yeah?
They rage for the machine now, definitely. They come.
Is it demonic?
I didn't even know they were still alive. They still making music.
They came back and tried to be relevant by trying to shame.
Yo, Rock and Roll's demonic. Remember that?
They were shameless. How the name of their whole shit was Rage Against the Machine. Now you raging for the machine and partaking in shaming other people for having an opinion.
Compromise.
Weren't they the ones that
compromised.
That was not forcing, but telling people who wanted to come to the concert they had to be vaxxed?
Pretty much. That's what I'm saying.
Right?
They had to be dacked?
Yeah, they had to be vacked.
They had to be dacked.
Dacked, right?
Dacked down.
Yeah, you went from the rebel to now the little pussy liberal.
Damn, bud.
I mean, yo, bro.
Nice.
Bro, the world is not nice, bro. What do you want me to tell you?
Damn.
You know, sometimes you'll be waiting for an elevator for a long time and somebody will just be like, I'm coming in.
That's
right?
It.
Right? The world's not nice, bro.
Life
people
be like
just
that.
Do what they want
to
do in life, bro.
It's
and guess what?
Be,
you got it. It's rude awakening. Hey,
you know what's funny?
That's it.
It's funny about what you just said, because they trying to head right now to a place where it's going to be illegal to be rude.
Are you going to get fact checked rudeness?
You might get arrested for being a rude person, bro.
So what's the charge?
The Department of Homeland Governance.
Oh, they're going to have people
board,
walking
nigga.
Around.
You tell me.
Wow.
I'm telling you, like, if they policing your shit online, what's next? Social interactions. That's the next thing they're going to try to police.
Nah,
you rude? You
me,
going
bro.
To jail, huh?
That shit scares
that's
me.
That's that
bro.
Joe Biden shit, huh? That's that.
You
that's
think,
that.
You think you could survive in a world where you can't be you?
Hell no.
You think you could? I don't think
no.
I could.
Being passive aggressive is going to be the new normal soon.
And that's and bro, that's
new
dangerous,
normal.
Bro. That's dangerous.
That's the new normal.
You know how dangerous that is, bro. That's not who you normally are. You're putting on an act.
Shit is crazy, Chubbies.
That could lead to a lot of break, like, where people become psychotic and shit.
And, like, stomach
and
problems.
And not just, like, even mental, a lot of mental problems, bro. I'm telling you. People don't realize how many motherfuckers out there are crazy, like, out there, and on the low.
You seen the meme where homie put the mask on the back of his face and was like, yo, I'm trying to protect my mental health.
I saw that.
Shout out to most.
You feel me?
Shout out to most.
Yo, bro, there's a lot of niggas out there, bro. Like, you've seen a lot of people what they ended up. You'd be like, wow, I remember that person was normal. Look at them now. You know, not everybody that's there, like, you know, I was just, man, you know, I had it all. I mean, not all of them niggas are crazy.
What are you talking about? Life stinks?
Yeah, life stinks. He's like, I'm the rich man. I'm the rich man. I have it all. Remember that nigga? That's my car. I was rich man. They stole it off of me.
The tea leaves is real.
Whoa, buddy. It's the last time you,
The tea leaves is real.
It was the last time you sat down, bro.
You had a good meal. They're gonna watch that Bob's Burgers movie.
They're making a movie.
Yo, bro, I'm a fan of
like
cartoon,
a live action
so
movie.
No,
it's a cartoon.
I'd watch it.
Nah, that's a funny show, Bob's Burgers.
I think it's one of the funniest shows that actually came from Fox.
Surprised they didn't get canceled.
Just got like
what you mean, animated or at all?
But there's been a lot of cartoons throughout the years that didn't last on Fox.
Yeah.
If you don't.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, you mean animated? Because they have.
How long the fucking Simpsons been running?
Yeah. Oh, 30 some years now.
Jesus Christ, guys, you did everything.
34 years probably. Yeah, they did everything. They're recycling. They haven't, because they haven't continued predicting the future. They will continue to give us those little insights where we're like, oh, this is funny. Later on, like, how the fuck did they know?
Predictive programming or someone trying to tell us?
CIA got to give out.
That's the signal cartoon, bro.
What is it?
Remember when you're so obsessed with your controlling, like sometimes you gotta like blatantly put it out there. So you know, What was one of the most obvious ones?
A hand in the pocket.
This dude, the actor that came out, he was gay, he was using little boys.
Oh, that all of them?
Spacey?
Yeah. Remember they predicted that?
How did you narrow that down?
You know what was funny? You know what's funny about the Spacey thing? Because I just saw somebody else make a funny joke about it, was that once, because Hollywood always knew he was always aggressive and he was on some shit against men and all kind of shit. He was a predator kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Hollywood knew. The Family Guy made the joking reference years ago. And then apparently, like, when Normie started to hear about it, like, oh, this guy's doing all this shit. This is when Spacey comes out and goes, I'm a gay man.
Yeah, exactly.
That was his way to just rebuff and cover him. You see what I'm saying? That's bullshit, bro. Chop Cheese don't got nothing against gays. But that's not a way for you to...
But it's not about the gay.
Yeah, exactly. He used it as a buffer. Yeah.
That's pandering. That's the same thing.
Yeah, like, yo, bro,
get out of here, bro. Now all of a sudden you're gay.
No, it's not about you being gay. You're a scumbag.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're being mad aggressive, bro.
Exactly. Let's point out what it really is.
Yeah, you're a scumbag predator.
You're someone who will obviously take advantage of people if you can. And that shit starts going down a rabbit hole of all kinds of the black darkness that he's possibly capable of doing.
Scumbag.
It stems from Hollywood, bro. All them fucking people that are there, bro. They're so dark, man.
Hollywood.
There's no ways around that. Everyone talks about it. You just show me some shit that I'm gonna watch that's fucking 5 hours.
What's that?
The
dude that won X Factor. You seen that dude's interview? Like he
X Factor. Okay.
One of the dudes.
I don't remember the dude's name though.
He's speaking for like 5 hours. Like one of the first dudes that won. Yeah,
and he exposes them.
Yeah.
And their religious rituals and all kinds of shit.
You seen this bitch speaking of shit that don't make no sense?
I was just gonna say what you're gonna say. I was just gonna say
Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly.
How much of that is real, bro? Or is that for just show and theater?
Make food.
The funny shit is that they keep calling Machine Gun Kelly a rapper.
He's not a rapper.
Bro, have you seen Machine Gun Kelly in the last 4 or 5 years? Bro, he did the same thing Miley Cyrus did. I'll throw this fucking shit on the floor.
He said nigga?
Because they piggybacked off of hip-hop. Piggybacked off of hip-hop. When they caught the maximized criticism, that's when they said, oh, no, we don't do that no more. We do this.
Okay.
Machine Gun Kelly. Former rapper turned beta.
Okay.
Your man does punk music now.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And he be dressing like his girlfriend.
Man, he looks like Tom Hanks in Philadelphia.
He's a beta.
So, but let's not...
piggybacking off of the hip-hop
shit. I didn't mean to veer off.
Changed this whole shit.
What they're accusing... Well, not accusing. What she's stating is that her and him, that dude, Machine Gun Kelly, they drink each other's blood.
You mean her and her.
They drink each other's blood.
They drink each other's blood.
In a ritual thing, right? They actually said ritual, if I'm not mistaken.
She's a witch.
So you have to be a witch to be in rituals?
She's a witch.
People could do rituals for you and tell you.
She has a witchy, bitchy look.
She has a witch license. I'm not going to lie.
She has the witch license.
She does? How do you get that?
You get the ID.
That's like on a .com?
You go to the DMV.
You Kardashian.
So allegedly, whatever that means. Allegedly, supposedly.
No, I fully understand. I fully understand.
I mean. I'm a wizard.
You was Kanye back with Kim? Or is that was something I made up?
He can't be because you see his new haircut.
No, it Kanye? Doesn't say Kim, I want you
Are
back.
Are you serious? You haven't seen his new haircut?
Nah. Was it that joke? Like today-ish? Nigga, I don't follow Kanye.
You,
haircut.
You don't follow his haircut?
I listen to his music.
You haven't seen a lot of people with those weird ass shoes lately, though.
Which ones?
The ones that are slip-ons that look like foam.
Yeah.
Oh my so goodness.
Stupid, yo, your bro. Chair sounds crazy.
Yeah, it sounds like a grandpa's back. This nigga had it in the garbage. You heard it?
Chop cheese. The dojo's lit. Yeah. This nigga keeps his cell phone in the garbage. That's but. Funny.
I'm ready to
this
wrap
is
it
funny,
up.
This is funny. Hold on.
I'm trying to think of it.
Because Goose gotta go.
Damn, that's not even right.
Nah, but shout out to all our prestigious fans out there. Thank you for your comments in the comment box. Don't forget to hit the like button, subscribe.
Like and subscribe.
Tell your friends about us.
Thumbs up.
Their friends to tell their friends so they could tell their friends to tell their friends.
Kanye's
that's
new
how
haircut.
Networking works. We're nothing without you guys. You know what I mean? Just don't watch. Hit the like button. It ain't gonna, you know what I mean? It's not gonna ruin your day.
The fuck?
Well, that's a slamming ass haircut.
What is it?
If I was that's still if I gold? Was still into my confused, I don't know what life
get,
is look.
What
I would,
did he get burnt?
I would definitely
it looks like he ran through a fire.
Let me see.
Wow, that's so hurtful, bro.
It looks like he ran
Yo,
through a
you
fire.
You know what it looks like? You know what it looks like?
What?
Like Stevie Wonder gave him a haircut.
Oh,
he was like, yo, just
that's
hook
funny.
Me up, bro.
It looks like.
And he's like, I got you.
It looks like.
Just don't move. And you know Kanye can't stay still. So that nigga was like, you know what I mean? I'm the best in the world with everything I do. And this nigga's just fucking his hair up.
He's in his 40s. He
that was a good impression of Kanye, though. Don't trip.
It looks like he went up to Ray J and was like, where's the sex tape? And he's like, it's in that burning building. And he was like. And he got it for her, and he brought it back to Kim, and she cried.
No, you know what he said?
Smelling like smoke.
Where's what? Is my son? Where's my son's iPad? It was the son of the daughter.
She was playing Roblox.
You saw that
right?
shit? Did y'all see that shit? You saw that?
What?
One of her kids came up to her with Roblox. Like,
yes, I saw that shit.
Sex roleplay, some shit like
shit.
That. Roblox.
No, and it was her sex tape.
In Roblox.
It
though.
Was her, yeah, in Roblox.
Yeah, Roblox.
In the advertisement.
He was like, "Look, ma, it's you." She was like, what you mean?
And she started crying and she called Kanye.
Where you get that from?
That's why I thought they got back because she was probably like having like some type of morals kicking in again. Like, oh my God, I'm a parent. What am I doing running
See,
around sleeping with this white guy?
That's
all
definitely
in the
some West Coast shit.
Like,
yeah.
you know
what
I mean? Like, oh my God, like I should
Kardashian
be a mother first. Tape. You know, one of those people
there was another,
who puts their
there was
kids
another
before
part of it.
Their own happiness.
That sounds like some West Coast
it.
Shit.
That sounded like some sad shit, though.
There was another part of it, and he went and he got it. And he gave it to her for her birthday. Happy birthday. It's you having sex with another guy.
I mean, you know what? Let me put it like this. What did he think what was going to, like, the end game was going to be? Wifing that up and having kids with that. What was the end game?
I don't know. What was the end game of him giving her sex tape? You know what happened after that? They broke up. She watched it. She got wet and was like, yeah, what am I doing? I had so much fun. And then...
Fuck my kids.
And then onto a comedian. Onto a AIDS looking comedian.
And out of all the comedians that you could even consider a comedian, because
the most ghoulish one, he looks like.
I don't really consider that dude a comedian.
That motherfucker is not funny.
Not funny at all.
Not funny.
But anyway, you know, choose your poison. But anyway.
To each his own.
Yeah, to each his own.
It's not funny to me, to us.
But yeah, I agree with that statement.
Everybody else's.
I can actually watch a female before I watch him, and that's saying a lot because I don't think females are funny. But
none of them?
It's not. Nah, they're not, bro.
I'll put some shit on that'll make you laugh.
Nah, I bet you won't, nigga.
I will.
I bet you won't.
You won't because you don't want.
Nah, bro. Yeah,
I've been wallet.
Bro.
That's how he's going to go watching a comedy.
Name the number one female comedian right now.
Name the number one female comedian right now.
Maybe hottest, right?
Oh,
she's
horrible.
Hottest,
she
right?
does not make me laugh. Go ahead, second.
She's the
second,
hottest female comedian
second,
out
go
right
ahead,
now.
Second.
The second hottest. Nikki.
Who?
Nikki Glaser.
I saw her. She's
I like Nikki.
That's
she
the way
she makes me laugh.
Yeah, I like
yeah,
her. She
she's
makes
funny.
Laugh.
They're all about pussies and my personal vagina. And
what about
that,
Shorty? What about Shorty who bragged about her? Her V status
you know
and fell.
Else,
that
you
was
know else another real big
who?
One.
Shorty who was bragging about her V'd up status and she fell.
No, not funny. Chelsea Handler is considered a comedian. Not funny.
Not funny.
You like Wong?
Who?
Wong.
Amy Wong. Amy, I think she's funny.
No, I saw her top. Yeah. I saw her top from Walsh.
She's okay.
You seen this dude Walsh? He showed like what was considered.
She's pretty good.
Like,
well, I think she's pretty good.
Did not make me laugh at her top jokes. She did some other shit about like, and then I learned this from.
What about
Ali Wong?
Yeah, what about you? Don't think Christina's funny?
Who?
Christina's.
Oh shit!
Who's
better than me? I'm high. T-Lane.
Who's Christina? Who's Christina?
Tom Segura's wife.
Tom Segura's wife.
Dave.
She's a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, she's funny.
John Dave tells her that she's funny.
She's funny.
All right, so I gotta hear her shit. But you see,
now there's funny comedians, bro. I'm just schmack right now. That's why
I like her. I like
that'll probably be like.
Sarah Silverman's funny. She's always been funny, even though she's
a left.
Lefty.
She's another raunchy.
Left. She's a left. She likes to see her girlfriend.
Comedy.
I tell you what, you
relatable.
Know who's not funny?
I guess
Amy
that's
Schumer.
Probably what it is. Oh,
nah,
she's
not.
Not
real. She's just joking.
Funny. Comedy to me has to be more relatable. I'm not all the way, but I have to be like, oh, that I get it.
She looks like she.
When
ate
I don't
a lot of
get
jokes.
It, I'm just like, yeah, I don't get it. That's not humor for everybody.
So you just haven't
that's
you haven't met a female comedian yet.
They're limited to a particular crowd, not to the audience. That's how I feel. They they haven't adapted.
So you don't partake in female comedians. That's it.
I haven't found one that's made me laugh to I can't and my stomach hurts.
Yeah. That other girl, they got the.
You really saw a female comedian that happened to you? Where you
I saw a female comedian. Shout out to John Dave.
Hurt?
I went to a female. We went to a spot.
You talking about like the
where
best?
He did a bit.
I'm talking about
without sounding sexist. You talk about compared to like a male comedian.
I guess yeah, like where you was just like I can't. You just did.
I don't believe that
the
funniest comedian is a woman. No. Right
when was
now.
The last time that happened to you?
What did I watch the woman and laugh?
No, that and you watched the comedian and you was it hurt because you was laughing so much.
Maybe Dave Chappelle's not the last one. The one before that, it was real good. The last one was okay, but the one before that, I laughed a lot.
My last comedy special that I watched was Sebastian, and it was from 2019.
You see, but you love that dude, and I don't think he's that funny.
I've seen.
He makes me laugh.
He does make me laugh. But
I wasn't on some like hysterically laughing.
Nah, I laughed.
But I laughed a lot.
I watched
Bust Your Guts funny.
But I laughed a lot though.
Fucking my face was hurting watching his stand up.
In 2019, in particular,
that's the pink sweatshirt, the pink sweater.
Nah, I forgot which one that is.
Guys,
it's funny. It's the one when he was in Radio City Music Hall I watched recently.
And he don't curse either, too. That's the funny shit, right?
He curses just a tad, like 10% of his comedy.
Shit.
Fuck a little bit, but it ain't raunchy.
The bit about the doorbell's hilarious. About your doorbell ringing when you were a kid as opposed to when you were an adult.
Oh, yeah, I seen that one. That shit is fucking funny.
People are happy when you were a kid. You slide to the door into your socks.
Yeah.
He was like, and now you go and somebody knocks at the door. Your dad turns right. He's like, get the fuck down.
He started that bit with that. He was like, there was always food, but it was company food.
Yeah, the Entenmann's
cake. That's for the company.
The Entenmann's and the Sanka.
See, like, that's relatable. You feel me? It doesn't have to be, but it can be. You feel me? Because you didn't have to grow up in an Italian family to understand that.
But that was.
And what he was going with that.
That was more. You know? Like low income family because it was the same thing everywhere.
There's funny female comedians out there.
They are, but they're not.
I'm not saying you're saying
there's
not. You just haven't found one yet.
I haven't. Yeah,
that's all. You haven't found one yet.
And can you tell me the last female that had you in tears and you couldn't and it hurt? Who?
Yes.
Sarah Silverman.
You're exaggerating, though.
Sarah Silverman
had me
in
tears and all that. Like
Sarah Silverman. That's what comedy is. Like, all right,
I went to. I went to a show with John Dave the other day. Couple weeks ago, I don't remember when.
Okay, let it roll.
And there was female comedians who performed who made me laugh. OD.
Okay, made you laugh. Yeah, okay.
There was a shorty with dreads there, Morena. She was mad funny. She was like one of the funniest chicks of the night.
Okay.
There was like, there was five dudes performed, and there was like two or three chicks. And two of them out of the three were really funny. The white chick lost me when she made a joke about communism. I was like, this bitch ain't funny.
What were the girls' jokes about? You remember?
They were hood, like we hood, nigga. They were talking shit. She was talking shit. Shorty had the dreads, and she was funny. I don't remember her name.
I'm not saying that women can't be funny.
I know you're not saying
that.
I
just don't think
that
they're as funny as, like...
But people would interpret what you're
saying
as...
Oh, I don't care what people interpret. They can interpret it however they want.
I agree.
But at the end of the day, I know that I've never... No, not even what I meant, because I know what I meant.
Don't apologize. Don't ever
apologize,
Swigs.
Never. Always deflect. Always deflect. Nah, but I've never been laughed.
Never did that for a female comedy.
What's the last dude that made you laugh like that?
Maybe Sebastian, yeah. Because that's one of the most recent I've watched. But nigga, endless amount of nigga Chris Rock, fucking Richard Pryor.
Chris Rock, people, a lot of people didn't like Chris Rock's last stand up. That shit, it was pretty consistent with the laughing too. Like,
from like Jamie Foxx makes me laugh.
It was like
crazy.
2 years ago.
Was it that recent?
Cat Williams.
I could be wrong. My time is fake.
There's a lot, nigga. There's even growing up, being young, watching Def Comedy Jam on every night, Saturday night. Everybody watched that.
Oh, man, that was the shit.
Bro, Joe Torre. You had mad comedians there that were like, bro, these niggas was funny. I mean,
the Yankee skipper?
I'll tell you what we need is to bring back fucking Apollo, bro, and have that rudeness back, bro.
Yo, it's about to be illegal to be rude on Twitter, bro.
Gonna be on the dark web.
Apollo, pa.
Nah, but in a wrap. Yeah, wrap it up, bro. If you want to wrap it up.
You know what I'm saying?
In a box, in a bowl, put a bow on it.
We did the Mofongo. We did the Totone. The Rocco Beans. The Habichuela.
Yuca.
Yuca.
No, but yeah, Bill Gates is a bitch again.
Bill Gates is a bitch.
We don't know if we could trust Elon.
Bitch Bill.
We don't know if we could trust Elon.
I have a pretty good idea. If he gets close enough to you, he'll slip a chip in your
In your butthole?
Through there or whatever office that you have open. Ooh. Could be your ear, your nose. Don't open too wide.
Twitter employees are freaking out, crying all over the place, and we laughing at you.
Oh, because rednecks are going to be in control of free speech, and they're going to be able to tell you that.
Yo, first of all, Elon is African-American.
Yeah, let's not get into that, because remember, Obama was a fucking biracial person, right? Half. This dude was born in Africa.
Born in Africa.
Whether you want to say South or whatever. Semantics, bro. He's born in Africa.
It's tough to not. You don't want to say the wrong thing around
him. Your man is born in Africa.
Nobody had a problem when Bezos bought WAPO.
And nobody had a problem shouting out Elon when you was like, oh, you can't vote yes, but Tesla. Right? When they want that bullshit. So how quick we do the 180, bro?
Inflation sucks.
He went from best man, oh, look, you get a Tesla, to like, he's ruining the world.
Inflation sucks. We didn't get a chance to shout out to DeSantis. He's kicking ass. Shout out to you, pa.
Elon's,
my boys from Florida came down.
Elon's next tweet is going to be, don't worry, I got y'all niggas.
That would be funny as fuck.
That's going to be the next one. And then what are you going to say him?
With the one that we be sharing.
Yeah. Black,
black Elon.
Yo.
He's like, this highly
black.
What
are you going to tell him?
Nigga, all you can tell him is like put your money where your mouth
it's
is,
gonna
bro.
It's going to be like, no. It's going to be like, and for my niggas in the hood, dot,
do you remember,
I got you.
Yo, do you remember that tweet that came out where they were like,
Elon,
all the
Elon.
World hunger could be solved with $4 billion or something like that. And then he tweeted back, he was like, put a plan together and show me that it is.
And I'll give you the money.
Yeah. They never responded.
Of course not.
And then your man was like, no, but wait a minute. We could do it in private. He was like, man, get out of here. Is he a troll?
We don't know. Is he?
Does he make electric cars?
Computer chip.
I'm not putting the computer chip in.
Can we
brain.
Trust him? We don't know. But
fuck the metaverse.
What we do know is, you can trust Chopped Cheese.
You can trust Chopped Cheese.
We here. We gonna coddle you when you feel, you know what I mean?
In this wrap up, females are capable of being fucking hilarious.
Females are funny. Yeah. Females are funny.
Probably not just capable not of beating comedian. A man in any sport, though.
Yeah. Especially when
my
you
personal
round the third.
Opinion changed my mind.
And
honey,
the third base coach says, don't run, Jiggs. Don't run.
And he runs.
And Jiggs still runs.
With my head down.
Honey, what?
You better be ready.
You better be
honey,
ready.
Honey, you better be ready.
Yo, protect women's sports. Shout out to Shanghai.